Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It's time for the AEW Dynasty Predictions. I'm Luke Owen, DAD. That is Oliver Davis, and welcome to the WrestleTalk Podcast. Please do press the subscribe button, give us a little thumbs up, leave a comment down below with what you think about Duck Dynasty. I keep calling it Duck Dynasty, it's the AEW Dynasty. And while you're clicking links, why don't you check out Wrestle League? And you can compete against us in our predictions. It's a free service, and you compete against us in predictions for all major wrestling pay-per-views heading up to SummerSlam. It's the start of a brand new season with Dynasty, and there are prizes to be won. Up to $250 worth of prizes, in fact.
Yeah, you're going to want to sign up now, because this is like the start of the new season.
Yep.
If you do not join now, you'll be at a severe disadvantage.
You'll always be playing catch-up. So sign up for it today. We're going to be doing ours later. So this is actually a good way for me to talk it through.
Yeah.
And kind of figure out where I'm going with some of my predictions. Because we have got 10 matches to discuss currently.
Well, I'm going to fill out my Wrestle League predictions as we go.
Okay. Do you know what? I'll do the same.
Yeah.
So we've got 10 matches currently on this. I think Tony said that he's expecting some more to be added.
Of course.
You know, there's only one match on the pre-show, so there'll probably be another two.
Yeah. Zero hour.
0 hour, do apologize, to be added to the pre-show. And in fact, let's kick off with that pre-show match. It is The Acclaimed and Billy Gunn, who are the AEW Trios champions, versus Bullet Club Gold of Jay White and the Ass Boys, who are the ROH six-man tag titles. Winner takes all, presumably, to merge these belts together and get rid of the ROH ones.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They're not merging any belts. If anything, there's going to be... The only way they'll merge the belts is to create three belts. So there'll be the AEW, ROH, and multi-promotional belts.
The triple crowns.
The triple crowns.
Uh-huh.
And then you can then defend any three of those and other people will win them and lose them.
Nice.
You need more belts. More belts equals more ratings.
Well, what you could do is you could have, because I think the Bullet Club Gold win here.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
For Bullet Club Gold, and they win, and then they can go to New Japan and win the never open weight six man tag
titles.
You're
totally right.
And that will really make them the triple crowns, and they can bring all of these back. Imagine just trying to carry them back through customs.
Everyone with three belts each. Three guys with three belts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a terrible story. A story that has de-escalated people. People have fallen down the card. People are so much less over now than they were when they began. And it actually has the dubious honour in a promotion that does not have bad matches of probably having one of the worst TV matches of the year, and one of the worst AEW TV matches of all time.
Yep.
In Billy Gunn versus Jay White.
Yeah, not very good. Not very good at all. But I will pick Bullet Club Gold.
Yeah, Bullet Club Gold. If this doesn't end and Jay White being elevated, we have just wasted 4 months.
This needs to end with Jay White pinning Billy Gunn.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is the... like, if I'm in the creative meetings, that is the only thing. And if Tony Khan says anything else, I'll just say about it, Jay White pins Billy Gunn. And I'll just keep talking over you.
The tag teams sort of cancel each other out.
Yep.
And it's just Jay White beating up Billy Gunn for 10 minutes,
yep.
And then he wins.
And he hits the Blade Runner, and then he wins.
Yeah.
Just the one. Maybe he doesn't even hit it well, but he still pins him.
He wins with a signature.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. We have another trios match, this one on the main card. It is Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe taking on the House of Black of Malakai Black, Brody King, and Buddy Matthews. What do you think about this?
Well, here's my prediction. I'll tell you what I'm going to go for. My prediction is that we're going to say this didn't need to be on the card.
I disagree on that one. I think this gets House of Black on pay-per-view, which doesn't happen often enough. Gets Copeland onto pay-per-view as well. Gives Kingston and Mark Briscoe some pay-per-view time. I'm actually totally fine with this. I think this is going to be a very fun match. And actually, here's what is kind of exciting me about this match is when I've been watching like the House of Black matches that they did, like, especially the one they did on Collision last week, I wrote in my notes, me and Tempest talked the best on the podcast, this is what the trios division should feel like. So I'm happy to see the House of Black in trios action.
Maybe they should get the trio, the triple crown.
Yeah, I keep thinking they're the trios champions.
No, that was like a month-long period last year,
yeah,
wasn't it? Yeah, I don't like long pay-per-views. I'm looking at this card, and there's a lot of matches on there that really should go 20, 25 minutes, given the quality of the performers in it. So I feel like this is going to be the one I'm like, why this could have been a TV match to build to a pay-per-view match. Because what's going to happen is, yeah, House of Black's going to win. I'm going to tick that now.
I've got House of Black as well.
And Malakai Black maybe pins Copeland.
I think so.
Maybe pins Kingston because everyone else does these days. And that's what builds the Malakai Black versus Copeland match.
I completely agree with you on that one. I think that Black pins Copeland to set up the TNT title match. I think that Briscoe and Kingston will cancel each other out due to perhaps Kingston's jealousy, annoyance for Mark beating him at Supercard of Honor.
He seems to be cool with it, though.
Maybe it'll blow up in the match.
Maybe he will get some storyline. It's tough being an early fan.
It often is, I feel. But yeah, I've got House of Black to win this one. I do agree with you, though, that this does serve as a TV match to set up a pay-per-view match. But at the same time, if they weren't on the card, you would have people complaining, why isn't Adam Copeland on the show? And the show's going to run 4 hours, which is standard for an AEW show. And it's not much longer than the 3.5 hours that some WWE shows run for.
But they also have the hour pre-show.
They also have the hour. Yes, they have the hour pre-show.
Which WWE have dropped.
No, they don't. They still do them.
But they don't have the matches on them.
No, but they're still there.
Yes, but I don't have to watch them.
I see what you're saying.
Like, because really, my view and experience here is 5 hours of wrestling. Sometimes 5.5 hours of wrestling. That's too much.
Particularly as well, because the other benefit that WWE has with their pay-per-views is because they're on Peacock, there's ad breaks. So you can have like half hour gaps between matches. And that is just like skip, 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 next match.
In the live watch, it's a bit frustrating.
Yeah, But what else are you going to have? Just another match. If it's AEW, it's like, well, there's 20 minutes we've got here. Put another match there. Speaking of more matches, I mean, at least it's had a story going into it that maybe should be on pay-per-view. It's Hook defending the FTW Championship against Chris Jericho.
Yep, also could have been a prestige main event, I think, of a TV show.
Main event strong, but...
top of the first hour.
Advertised match, I would certainly say.
It's not on my... It hasn't updated yet.
No, it's because it got added to last night.
Because Hook won the first match, usually...
Have they had a match?
Yeah, it was Hook versus Jericho, and Hook just beat him.
Did he?
Yeah, it was like 2-3 weeks ago.
Did he?
Maybe you were off. Maybe you were taking Milk Mania to Hill.
I haven't taken any Mania to Hill yet.
I'm really... Now you're making me doubt myself.
Hold on.
Hook versus Chris Jericho.
Cage match. No, if you just get that, you're just going to get talk about the...
Cage match. I'll type in cage match.
Hook. Hook.
20th of March.
No way. Yeah, you're absolutely right. 20th of March on AEW Dynamite in the Coca-Cola Coliseum in Canada.
Yeah.
I probably reviewed that episode.
But this is the way Jericho matches go, or feuds rather. He wins, he loses the first one, and then it's 6 months.
Well,
usually
also,
with a faction.
What we have here as well is Jericho winning a belt he's never won before as well. When he cut that promo before he won the ROH championship where he said, it actually was on commentary, and he said, do you know, I've never won the Ring of Honor championship. I said, I wrote in my notes and I said to you on the review, he's so going to win the ROH championship soon. So I could see him winning the FTW championship here. The bigger implication is, of course, that I think we are heading for another Jericho faction.
Oh my God. With who?
We talked about this on yesterday's Dynamite show, but we haven't recorded that Dynamite show yet. It's going to be young guys who appreciate Jericho and want to sit under his learning tree.
The Vortex.
Yeah. Mm. And they'll all be part of the Jericho Vortex, or the Learning Tree, which I think is probably what the faction will be called. So yeah, like maybe this will be where the group debuts. But I'm going with Jericho.
I can't. I don't want this. You know what? I'm going to go with my heart over my head. I think there's a slim possibility that Jericho is seeing all this stuff online about him being a vortex, about him ending up like getting more wins in the end. I think he does the double job.
Yeah.
I'm going for Hook.
I'm going for a Jericho win. And I think this is going to be pretty much the end of the Lionheart run before we go back to Judas Jericho, Painmaker, hopefully. And then I think we are heading to the end of our Lionheart run, though. And what better way to end out the Lionheart run, the 90s
a
run,
6 month break,
than winning a 90s belt?
Right, okay.
For the International Championship, not the TNT Championship, which you'd written in your script originally.
Oh my God, I did, didn't I?
Yep.
There are too many mid-card belts. There's three mid-card belts.
Every match, bar one, that we're going to talk about, which is six matches. Seven matches, I think. One, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah, the next seven matches, only one of them is not for a title. Mm-hmm. And it is for the International Championship. It is Roderick Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly. I thought this International Championship was really going to rock it. Not rocket Roderick Strong, but certainly give the Undisputed Kingdom something to do. And it turns out I was wrong. And I think this match is going to be great. Strong versus O'Reilly, great shared history between the two of them. And I think from that aspect of it, it almost feels like it is a match that is relying on you to already know the pre-existing relationship between Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly.
Which has that... That hasn't really been explained on AEW. They never interacted.
They have interacted on TV. Like when, you know, Kyle O'Reilly came back after Roderick Strong won the belt.
They
were part of a group together. They were part of the Undisputed Elite.
But was that Strong? Or did Strong not come in later?
Maybe Roddy came in later.
I think Kyle got injured. It was Fish.
It was Kyle. You're right.
It was Red Dragon.
It was Red Dragon, not Strong.
Where's the line?
Where's the Strong? So yeah, no. Okay, so I stand corrected. Like the man in orthopedic shoes. They haven't really done a lot of that, which is why I'm saying I think it relies on you knowing a lot already.
As an early 2010s Ring of Honor fan, this should also not be on the night. This is again a great TV main event. Maybe this could have main evented a Battle of the Belts if, you know, anyone actually cared about that show.
Whoa, do you see the ratings for it this time around?
It did okay.
It did pretty much what Collision did. It did way better than it usually does.
With no belts being defended.
There were three belts being defended. There were no AEW belts being defended. Which is actually, that's not correct because Roderick Strong defended the International Championship against Rocky Romero.
Well, it must have been another one.
Yeah. You listen to that Brian Alvarez too much. That's your problem.
But I love the idea of Strong and O'Reilly having a match. It's going to be a great match. I'm going to be really invested in it. Should it be on this pay-per-view card, considering how much the international title feels like it's slipped in importance since Roddy won it at Revolution? I don't think so.
I agree with you. I think this needed better build than just sort of being announced and then shooting an angle on Battle of the Belts.
What do you think? I've gone for Roddy.
I've also gone for a Roddy retention here. I feel like it's too soon for him to be dropping the belts.
Plus, apparently there's these reports that Adam Cole isn't going to His recovery is taking longer than expected.
I didn't hear that. Yeah, that's not so at all.
They'll need something to elongate the Undisputed Kingdom out. Mm. It feels like they've just sort of thinned to
absolutely
disappearing.
Yeah. You know, the Kingdom aren't on TV. They're not on TV as much. Like, Cole's not doing the promos. He's not even getting video promos on TV. Not doing much with Wardlow since he had the world title match. Mm.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Up next for the TBS Championship, it is Julia Hart versus Willow Nightingale in a House Rules match. I am going to go for a Willow Nightingale win here. I think what's going to be interesting is if Julia's actually cleared, and maybe that'll be one of the... Because she didn't get physical on Dynamite at all. Mm. And there were reports that she's not like 100% going into this. I wonder if they will just do an angle and Willow picks up the belt. Because the direction is Willow and Mercedes. So put the belt on Willow here, and then the double or nothing match can be her versus Mercedes.
I think I'm going to go with my heart again, which is not a good strategy in Wrestle League. Or maybe it is, because I do think this is, it's not a sure thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Julia Hart retaining. Because Willow Nightingale is NXT Bayley.
And she never wins the belt.
And you've got a Mercedes Moné right there. Chris Statlander turns on Willow, maybe in this match. Something costs Willow. Maybe down the line, the CEO is revealed to be the big mastermind behind it. Yeah, it was all revenge on you, Willow, for hurting me. And then Mercedes eventually gets the belt. And you have Willow chase Mercedes for the belt. Mm-hmm. If Willow wins here, I do feel like that sort of undermines that story that I want to see.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I do not think you're wrong whatsoever. But I feel like we're heading towards Willow versus Mercedes. And hey, maybe you could do Mercedes versus Julia at the next show at Double or Nothing and elongate and delay you doing the eventual Willow match. You don't have to rush to get to the Willow match. For the AEW Continental Championship, it is Kazuchika Okada versus Pac.
Got to be Pac, right?
I think
Okada. I said the opposite thing.
I was going to say, I think it's Okada winning this one. In fact, I'm going to say now, this is my Joker pick.
I was just about to say the same thing. Joker picks, by the way, in Wrestle League give you double points. So, I think that's the most sure thing on the card.
My other most sure is the Bucks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident on that one. Yeah, I'd say of those ones, those are the two I'm most confident on in terms of what I would put my Joker on. Of titled matches.
I'm curious to see how much I enjoy this match, just because I've watched the last 6 months of Okada matches in the tail end of New Japan. And we've only really seen him do six-mans or squash matches in AEW so far. So this is our first proper look at pay-per-view caliber Kazuchika Okada in AEW.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Pac is incredible, so he'll bring his A game.
It's also going to be Okada not doing a 40-minute main event. Mm. It's going to be Okada doing a 15-minute, you know, mid-card match.
Yeah, it's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think Okada, but I'm interested to see how he actually clicks in this new role.
For the vacant AEW World Tag Team Championships, it is the Young Bucks of Matthew and Nicholas Jackson taking on FTR. Disappointingly in a ladder match.
What? But the footage perfectly set it up.
I said this on the Collision podcast, which we did with the SmackDown podcast. This is going to be great because the Bucks excel at ladder matches. I'm looking forward to when Nicholas Jackson, I'm going to bet it's Nicholas, is holding onto a ladder and in front of him, and FTR hit the Shatter Machine. And you know that is going to be a great spot. But I want to see the first FTR Young Bucks match that we got, but it was during the pandemic. I want to see that match, but in front of fans. And you don't get that with a ladder match.
Mm. I know what you mean, but we had the match in All In.
They were distracted in that match.
My
they
problem,
didn't get to pray.
My problem with the ladder match is I don't know why it's there.
They're vacant belts. So you got to hang them above the ring.
I guess that makes sense. Actually, I hadn't thought of it that way. My mind was trying to explain. Well, they're corporate heels. Climb the corporate ladder. I don't know.
Money in the Bank 2020. But I have gone for the Young Bucks to win the tag titles here.
FTR are 2-1, aren't they?
Yeah, so it is it's the first team to become a three-time tag team champion in this match.
So I think this, Bucks are the sort of smart pick for the eternal feud because then you can do FTR Bucks.
You're talking about the score between the two.
Overall,
FTR are 2-1 up. I thought you meant because both of them are two-time tag champs, and this would be the first team ever to become three-time champs. Sorry, I misunderstood you.
So you can have a fifth rubber match
next
year, and then you'll just always be doing the best of seven, the best of nine.
For the AEW Women's World Championship, it is Timeless Toni Storm versus Thunder Rosa.
Who never lost the belt.
No, exactly.
I think Toni Storm here, Thunder Rosa is nowhere near as over as she once was before she got injured. And Toni Storm is very much over. Not a gimmick that I particularly enjoy. I enjoy it, but not as a wrestling character. So the smart thing would be to keep it on her.
I'm also going with Toni Storm on this one. I think there's more to be done with the Deonna Purrazzo stuff and Deonna Purrazzo with Thunder Rosa. And again, to the sort of eventual match you're building towards, the Toni Storm-Mariah May match we'll probably get. Probably the Toni Storm, I would imagine the Forbidden Door match will be Toni Storm versus Mina Shirakawa. So I'd say, keep the belt on Toni Storm and build towards Forbidden Door. Will Ospreay takes on Bryan Danielson in a dream match. Tempest has got me convinced that Danielson's winning here.
Really?
Yeah, but I think Will is going to win.
Will's first pay-per-view match since he's signed with AEW, of course.
Well, no, because he had a pay-per-view match at the last pay-per-view against Takeshita.
Oh, of course. But he only the oh my god, my brain's stalled. Akada debuted the week after
That's
Revolution.
Correct. This is Okada's first AEW pay-per-view as an AEW contracted guy, because they were also part of the Forbidden Door stuff and, you know, WrestleDream and whatnot. But yes, this is Will's second pay-per-view.
Okay, actually. Well, in that case, yes, Danielson all the way.
So Tempest's argument is that this is going to be where the split of the Don Callis family, or his break away from the Don Callis family, is. But I think there's still some mileage in him being the golden goose of the Don Callis family and the rest of the family getting a bit, particularly Hobbs, getting jealous of that fact and Will getting frustrated with their act. And also, I think because you're strapping the rocket to Will, it's likely he might win the AEW World Championship this year. Certainly, probably be in a main event position for All In. So I'm going with Will to win this one. I think Will gets more out of this than Danielson does.
Plus, Danielson's also winding down his career. How many big singles matches has he got left? If he does have loads, he'll definitely do a rematch to Ospreay. Ospreay can get that win back. They have been positioning this as who is the best wrestler in the world. With that in mind, you would make Ospreay win to massively elevate him, because Danielson is on his way out. Not his way out, but, you know, he's winding down. And just in terms of, like, who is the top babyface in the company, going by crowd reactions, it's Ospreay. And I love Swerve, and I don't think he's done anything wrong. And the Joe Swerve build and Hangman in there for the whole year so far has been my favorite thing in AEW. But right now, Will has overtaken Swerve.
Certainly has. Yeah.
So I've talked myself into it. I'm going Will.
I'm going with Will on this one. And that does bring us to our main event. It is Samoa Joe defending the AEW World Championship against Swerve Strickland.
What I like about this is there is only one match on this card where I'm like, I'm pretty certain it's Okada. Everything else, I can really see going both ways.
I can talk myself into a lot of other results. And I don't know
apart from the acclaimed.
I don't know where I sit on this one either, because they've got a show booked for later this year in Tacoma, which is Swerve Country. So do you want to delay the putting the belt on Swerve until then, which is much later in the year, or do you want to have him go in as champion? Which might not be the case, because he might not be champion post Wembley if it's going to be Will. Or do you put the belt on Swerve now and you then do build to Swerve versus Will as your Wembley main event, as your All In main event?
I feel like that is the best direction in terms of who are the two most over people in your company, build the match for the world title around them.
Yeah.
Joe has had a 4.5 month reign at this point, exceeded everyone's expectations.
Sure has.
So much so, that's why it's given me pause here. I don't want Joe to lose the belt.
And the other aspect to this is, what if Hangman comes back? And basically, Hangman comes in, he is desperate to make sure that Swerve Strickland is not the AEW world champion. It could be Hangman interference in here that does mean that Joe retains the belt.
Yeah.
But I think for Wrestle League, I'm going to go with Swerve. Oh, for the Hangman thing, the Hanger thing. I don't know if Hanger's coming back, though, because I know he's taking time off. But is he just taking this couple of months off, or is he taking a much longer period of time off? I don't know. I'm going with Swerve, though, because I think it feels like it's time to pull the trigger on this.
Yeah. I'm going with Swerve too, but it is a very shaky.
It's a very shaky.
Very shaky pick.
I'd be
happy either way.
Yeah. I feel like I could have hovered my mouse over either of the options, closed my eyes and clicked, and I would have been happy with everyone came in. So yeah, Swerve Strickland, Tony Storm, Willow Nightingale, Young Bucks, Okada, Strong, Bullet Club Gold, Ospreay, and House of Black are my picks.
I think with the show, I know we sounded a bit down on it at the start.
I'm so excited for this show.
Well, I'm really, really excited for 4 or 5 of these matches. I think they are going to be incredible.
I've got way more than that, I think. The those top three we're looking at there of on a Wrestle League, Joe Strickland, Storm Rosa, Hart and Willow, if that's not an angle I'm really looking forward to. Bucks, Okada, the Roddy Kyle match, like Ospreay Danielson. I mean, a lot of the chat going into this is, I think that's the frustration over the All In footage a couple of weeks ago was like, why aren't we focusing on this incredible pay-per-view card that you've got coming up? I think the hype for this show is quite big.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's Joe Swerve, it's Bucks FTR, and it's Ospreay Danielson. I think they're like, and there's looking forward to a match. Oh yeah, I'm into this story. And then there's, I think these three matches will be definitive in AEW history.
Yeah.
That's where those three are for me.
Certainly Ospreay Danielson. Mm. A lot of hype going into that one. And I think that's going to be, you know, potential match of the year candidate type conversations. But what do you think? Let us know in the comments down below. And also sign up for Wrestle League and get your predictions in the start of a brand new season. Please do press the thumbs up button. Give us a subscribe if you've made it this far and you haven't already. And we will see you on Monday for our coverage, our review of AEW Dynasty. Until then, I've been Nico and DAD. That has been Ollie Davis. Jam that jam.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.